Sheni, Echa Eso Levadi. Moshe continued by saying, how can I carry and judge Klal Yisrael by myself? Even if I wanted to carry the burden of judging by myself, I can't, because Hashem doesn't allow me to. As Rashi said earlier in Pasuk Tes, the word Lamar tells us that this is not coming from me, but rather from Hashem. Torchachem, you are troublesome people, Klal Yisrael. Umasachem, and you are a burden. Berivchem, and you are people who love to quarrel. As Rashi explains, what does it mean when Moshe said, Torchachem, you are troublesome? The people were difficult to deal with, especially during legal proceedings. If a litigant saw that the other side was prevailing, he would insist on a delay, claiming that he had more witnesses to bring or more proofs to bring, or that he would like to exercise his right to call more judges to the court. Umasachem, and Klal Yisrael, you are a burden. As Rashi explains, whatever Moshe did, they questioned his motives. If he left his house early, they would say it's not calm in his house, that's why he's leaving early. And if he left his house late, Klal Yisrael would say that Moshe Rabbeinu is scheming against us in that time. So Moshe was really in a no-win situation. And therefore Moshe said, Havu lochem, you should prepare yourself for this thing to appoint judges. Anoshim, men who are tzaddikim and desirable, chachomim, wise people, unevoinim, and understanding people. And Rashi explains the difference between a chacham and a novoin. A chacham is somebody who can learn from other people. However, a novoin can take this information that he learned from others and logically derive other things from this information. Viduim l'shifteichem, and the ones who are known among your shvatim to be suitable to become a judge. Because if somebody comes before me, I do not really know what he's all about. However, you know these people. Therefore, you should choose judges from the ones that you know that would be suitable. Va'asimein b'rasheichem, and I will appoint them as your leaders. And since they are your leaders, you must show them respect and give them covered. It is interesting to note that the appointing of judges in this parasha seems to leave out a key player, and that is Yisroi. It was Yisroi's idea to appoint judges. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Yisroi, Yisroi told Moshe, Lo toiv ha-dover asher ata oiseh, it's not good what you are doing, you can't judge alone. Why isn't Yisroi's name mentioned over here in Parashas Devarim? The Ramban answers that Moshe did not want to boast that this was his father-in-law's idea, and therefore because of his anivos, he did not mention that it was Yisroi's idea and left Yisroi's name out. Another teretz the Ramban gives is that he did not want to bring to Klal Yisrael's attention, to this new generation in the Midbar's attention, that he married a Midyanis, the daughter of Yisroi, and therefore he left Yisroi's name out of this story. Another point that the Mefarshim discuss is that in this pasuk it seems to be mashma that Klal Yisrael chose the judges, like it says, Havu lochem, you Klal Yisrael should choose the judges. However, in Parshas Yisroi, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it clearly states over there that Moshe was supposed to choose the judges. As Yisroi said, V'ato Sechzeh, and you Moshe should see and choose the judges for Klal Yisrael. So was it Moshe or Klal Yisrael who chose the judges? The Malbim answers that we find in this Pasuk the qualities of Chachomim Unevoinim, wise and understanding people. These are qualities that Klal Yisrael could see for themselves. They know if a person is wise or if a person is understanding. However, in Parashas Yisroi it says the qualities of Yireh Elokim, Anshei Emes, God-fearing people, people who are truthful. Only Moshe through his Ruach HaKodesh could have known if somebody was actually Yireh Elokim and Anshei Emes. So over here where we are discussing the qualities of Navoin V'Chacham, it says that Klal Yisrael chose these people. However, when looking for the qualities of Anshei Emes, Yireh Elokim, that was done through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe continued and said, Vata anuoisi, and you Klal Yisrael answered me concerning the judges. Vataimru, and you said, Toiv ha-dovar asher dibarta lasois. It is good what you said to do. You agreed and you thought that appointing judges for Klal Yisrael is an excellent idea. And the reason why you wanted this is because you figured that you would be able to bribe these judges. And instead of saying that you'd rather hear the words of Torah from the Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, you said you'd rather hear the words from his Talmud from the judges of Klal Yisrael. And this was only because you wanted to bribe them. And if I would have been lax in appointing these judges, you would have rushed me by saying, Lasois, do it right away because you wanted it so badly. Vo'ekach es roshe shivteichem, and I took the heads of your shvatim, I took these judges. It does not literally mean that I took them, but rather I persuaded them. And I said, fortunate are you who became judges over the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Anoshim chachom v'yiduim, people who are tzaddikim, wise and known. And Rashi points out that earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it mentions one other quality, unevoinim. How come nevoinim is not mentioned over here? And Rashi tells us that Moshe was not able to find all the qualities that he was looking for. And people who were nevoinim, he was not able to find. Vo'etein oisam roshim aleichem, and I place them as leaders over you, which means that you have to have respect for them. They should be the first to buy and the first to sell, the first to lead the discussions, the last one to enter the room, and the first to go out. You should deal with them b'derech kavoy. Sorry, alofim, a judge over 1,000 people, sorry, meois, one judge over 100, v'sorei chamishim, and one judge over 50, v'sorei asoreis, and a judge over 10, v'shoitrim l'shivteichem, and also officers among your shvatim who will enforce the laws. And the Vilna Gaon in Sefer Aderes Eliyahu wonders, why was it necessary for 600,000 people to have so many judges? Because sorei alofim, one judge over 1,000, came out to 600 judges. Sorei meois, one over 100, came out to 6,000. Sorei chamishim came out to 12,000. And sorei asoreis came out to 60,000, for a total of 78,600 judges for 600,000 people. Why did they need so many judges? Therefore, the Vilna Gaon explains that these judges, the sorei alofim, the sorei meois, each one had a different job. The sorei alofim, each one of these judges were a leader over 1,000 soldiers. The sorei meois were regular judges. The sorei chamishim taught the Torah. And the sorei asoreis were carrying out police duties. And that is why, according to the Vilna Gaon, they needed so many judges. And I commanded your judges at that time, saying, and Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk say, Vo'atzava eshevteichem? We know that we are talking about your judges. It could have said, Vo'atzava oisam, and I commanded them at that time, saying. Why does it say shevteichem? Rashi tells us that the word shevteichem is coming to teach us that I taught you how to judge. Vo'atzava eshevteichem. I commanded you how you should judge. That means if the same case comes before you two or three times, you should not say that I already judged on this case and give and render a quick decision, but rather look into it once again. Have a mesunim badin, you should be patient in your judging. And Rashi also tells us that the words bo'esahi in the Pasuk is coming to teach us that at this time you are different than you were before, because before you were under your own authority. However, now you are meshuvet to the tzibur. You are tied down to the congregation because you are not allowed to decline court cases. So Moshe said that I commanded your judges at that time, Lamar saying, Shomaya, always listen ben achechem, between your brothers, ushifaratem tzedek ben ishu ben ochiv, and you shall judge correctly between one man and his brother, uven geroi. And Rashi tells us tupshatim in the word geroi. Either it comes from the word ogar, to gather. And the Pasuk is saying that you should judge correctly between a man and his brother, and between geroi, two people who gather their arguments to present in court. The Pasuk is discussing two types of cases. One is ushifaratem tzedek bein ish uvein ochiv. You shall judge correctly between a man and his brother. That is a case where two people come to court and they are not in disagreement with each other, just they do not know the halacha. In such a case, you should judge correctly. And also, in another case, uvein geroi, in cases where the two sides gather their arguments against each other, where the two sides are arguing with each other, in such a case, you should also judge correctly. And Rashi's second shot is that the word geroi comes from the word gur, to dwell. And the Pasuk is saying that you should judge correctly even on issues of dwelling. If two brothers inherit a Yerusha, the division should be done correctly and evenly. Even concerning issues of dwelling, who should receive the oven and who should receive the stove. And the Pasuk reads like this, Ushifaratem tzedek ben ishu ben ochin, judge correctly between a Yerusha of two brothers, not only concerning something expensive, but even concerning geroi, issues of dwelling, who should receive the oven which is more expensive than the stove. Although, the difference between the two is only minute. And Moshe continued by saying, L'sakiru ponen b'mishpat, you should not show favoritism when you choose a judge. Do not choose a judge because he is good-looking, strong, or is your relative. Kakoton kagodol tishmaun. And Rashi tells us tupshatim. Either it means kakoton, a small case, a case involving a small amount of money, kagodol, like a big case, which involves a large sum of money. Tishmon, you should listen to them equally. Do not show preference to the case that is a large sum of money to judge that case first. And Rashi's second pshat is kakotoin, a poor person, kagodol, and a rich person, tishmon, you should listen to their cases equally. Do not favor the poor and do not favor the rich. Do not favor the poor by saying that the rich has to support him. And do not favor the rich by saying, how can I embarrass this important person? Loisaguru mipnei ish. And Rashi tells us here too, two pshatim. Either it means do not be afraid of anybody. A judge must not fear any person. Or it means loisaguru mipnei ish, do not gather and hold back what you have to say to any person. Ki amishpat le'elokim hu, because a person who judges incorrectly will make Hashem become the judge. Because if a judge causes money to be given to the wrong person, Hashem will eventually take that money away from him and give it to the rightful owner. Such a judge is causing Hashem to later become the judge by having to remove the money from one person and give it to another. Ki amishpat le'elokim hu, don't cause Hashem to become the judge. V'hadover asher yikshe mikem, and anything that will be difficult for you to judge, takrivun elayu shemativ, you should bring it before me, and I will hear it. Rashi tells us that Moshe sinned here by saying takrivun elai, you should bring it before me. He should have said takrivun lufnei hamokoyim, you should bring it before Hashem. And because of this, Moshe was punished and forgot the laws of Yerusha. So that when the Bnei Selofchad asked Moshe if they were eligible to inherit their father's portion in Eretz Yisrael since they did not have any brothers, Moshe could not answer them right away, but rather he had to ask Hashem because he forgot the Talocha, and this was a punishment because he said Takrivun Eli. Vo'atzave eschem vo'esahi, and I commanded you at that time eskol hadvar masher tasun, all the things that you should do. And Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael the 10 differences between Dine Mamonis, monetary laws, and Dine Nefoshos, laws that concern life and death. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin enumerates these 10 differences. One difference is that Dine Mamonis can be ruled upon with 3 Dayanim, 3 judges. However, Dine Nefoshos need a Bezdin of 23. Also, concerning Dine Mamonis, a majority of one judge is sufficient to find someone guilty. However, by Dine Nefoshos, a majority of 2 judges is necessary to be mechayev somebody misa. V'ayim b'gemara Sanhedrin daf lamed beis, for the rest of the differences between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefoshos. And Moshe continued and said, V'anisa mechorev, and we traveled from Sinai, V'anelech, and we went, Eis kol hamidbar hagodol v'anarahu. We traveled through this mighty and awesome desert Asher Isem that you saw. And the reason why the midbar was called awesome, Rashi tells us, is because that in this midbar there were snakes the size of beams and scorpions the size of bows. And although Rashi tells us in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, that the Amud Onon destroyed these snakes and scorpions, the Mizrahi and the Gorari answer that Klal Yisrael still saw the awesomeness of the desert when they saw the carcasses of these snakes and scorpions lying on the path. So Moshe said that we traveled from Chorev, Derech Har Ho'emori, the way of reaching Har Ho'emori, Kasher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Oisonu, like Hashem our God has commanded us, Banovoi, and we came at Kodesh Barnea to Kodesh Barnea. Va'omar Aleichem, and I said to you, Bosem at Har Ho'emori, you have come to the mountain of Emori, Asher Hashem Elokeinu Noisein Lanu, that Hashem our God has given us. Re'ei, see, Nosan Hashem Elokecha Lefanecha Zoretz, Hashem has given before you the land. Alei Reish, go up and take possession of it. Kasher Diber Hashem Elokei Avisecha Loch, like Hashem, the God of your father, has said to you, Al Tira, do not be afraid, be Al Techos, and do not be broken. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zok Rashi Pasukud Beis, Echa Eso Levadi, how can I carry you and judge you by myself? Im Omer Lekabel Schar, if I were to say that I wanted to judge you by myself, and I would receive more reward for it. Le'uchal, I still can't do it. Zui sh'amarti lochem, this is what I have already told you. Le'me'atzmi ani omer lochem, this is not something that I am saying for myself. Elo mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are the words of Hashem. Hashem does not allow me to judge you by myself. And this is what Rashi says in Pasuk Tes on the word le'mar, that it is coming from Hashem that I cannot judge you by myself. Zok Rashi, Torchachem, Klal Yisrael are troublesome. Melamid Cho Yisrael Tarchonim, This comes to teach you that Klal Yisrael were troublesome. If somebody would see his rival prevailing in the din, Omer, this person would say, Yeshli Edim Lahavi, I have more witnesses to bring. Yeshli Rayas Lahavi, I have proofs to bring. Moisvani Alechem Dayanim, I want to bring it to a court that has more judges. So he would delay the din Torah by saying these things. Zakrashi Umasachem, and you are a burden. Malami Chahoyu Apikorsim. This teaches us that Klal Yisrael were called Apikorsim. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin calls somebody who is Mevaze Talmid HaChachamim an Apikoris. And since they were Mevaze Moshe Rabbeinu, they were called Apikorsim. Because Hikdem Moshe Lotzeis, if Moshe went out early from his house, Amru, they said, Ma Ro Ben Amram Lotzeis, why did Ben Amram leave so early? Shema in a shofar b'sech beisai, maybe it's not calm in his house. Yichil Lotzeis, if he left late, Amru, they said, Ma Ro Ben Amram Shalei Lotzeis, why did Ben Amram leave late? Ma'atim Svurim, what do you think? Yoshev Yoyetz Aleichem Eitzes Rois, he is devising evil plans against you. V'choshev Aleichem Achashovois, and also thinking evil thoughts about you. V'rivchem, Melamit Shahayu Rognim, this teaches us that they were people who loved to quarrel. Zakrashi Havu Lochem, Hizminu Atzvachem Ladavar, prepare yourself for this. Prepare yourself to appoint judges. And we find in many places that the Lashon of Hava means to prepare. Like we see in Parashas Vayeshev, Perik Lamed Ches, Pasuk Tezayin, on the Pasuk Hava No Avoy Elayech, Rashi says over there the word Hava means prepare yourself. And also Rashi in Parashas Shemois, Perik Aleph Pasuk Yud, on the Pasuk Hava Nishak Maloy, Rashi says also it means prepare yourself to deal smartly with the nation. Zak Rashi Anoshim, Bechisala Adait Chanoshim, will you think that women can be judges? Ma Tamad Loma Anoshim, so why does the Pasuk have to say Anoshim that the judges were men? So Rashi, it means tzadikim uksufim, righteous people and desirable people. That is the correct girsa according to the Sefer Shari Aharon, that Rashi is telling us that anoshim means tzadikim uksufim, righteous people and desirable people. So Rashi unavoinim, mevinim davar mitach davar, people who can logically derive one thing from another. Zuhi sheshal Aryos as Rabbi Yossi, this is what Aryos asked Rabbi Yossi. Ma ben chacham l'navoinim. What is the difference between a chacham and a navoy? And he said, chacham doim l'shulchani asher. A chacham is compared to a money changer who is wealthy. Kishemivian le dinarim lirois. When they bring him dinarim to examine roya, he examines it. Ukishein mevian loy yoishivitoya. However, when they do not bring him anything, he sits and does nothing. Navoin, however, a navoin doim l'shulchani tagor is like a money changer who is a businessman. Kishemivian le mois lirois roya. When they bring him money to examine, he examines it. And when they do not bring it to him, he brings business on his own. So too over here, the Navoin is able to take the Chochma that he learns from others and take it to the next level by logically deriving new things from what he heard from others. Zakrashi vidurim l'shivteichem, the ones who are known to your Shvatim, Shehem nikarm lochem, they are familiar to you. Because if a judge comes before me wrapped in his talis like the way of judges, I do not know who he is, and from which shevet he is from, and if he is suitable. However, you recognize him because you raised him. That is why it is said that you should choose people who are known to your shvatim. And although Moshe Rabbeinu actually chose the judges through Ruach HaKodesh, like Rashi tells us in Parashas Yisroi on the Pasuk V'yata Sechazeh, through your Ruach HaKodesh you will choose the judges. So how can Moshe say over here that he would not know anything about these judges? Maskel David answers that Moshe did not want to rely on his Nevuah and therefore told Klal Yisrael to choose people, choose judges that they know, Viduim L'Shivteichem, the ones that were known and familiar to your Shvatim. Zok Rashi va'asimem b'roshechem, you shall place them as your heads, roshim heads u'mechubadim aleichem, and dignitaries over you. Shetiyu noyegem b'hem kovav yira, you should act toward them with honor and fear. Zok Rashi va'asimem chosu yud, the word va'asimem is missing a yud. Now, if you look in our pasuk, we see that the word va'asimem has a yud. So obviously, Rashi had a different girsa in his Sefer Torah. And we find this many times that Rashi's girsa was different than ours. If you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid, on the pasuk Vayorek es Chanichov. Rashi says Chanichoiksiv. However, we have the gear to Chanichov. Also, in Parshas Chayesara, Perik Chafei, Pasuk Vav, he says that the word Pilakshim is written Chaser, and we do not have Chaser. Also, at the end of Parshas Noach, he says that the word Choron is written with a backwards Nun, and we do not have a backwards Nun. V'ayim Begilyon HaShas, Masech de Shabbos, Daf Nun Heyamid Beis, where there he lists all the cases where Rashi had a different Girsa than we have. In any event, Rashi says that the word va'asimim is written without a yud, and it comes from the word osham, which means a sin. Limei, this comes to teach us, she'ash meiseyam shel Yisrael, the sins of Klal Yisrael, teluyos, b'roshe dayanehem, are hanging on the heads of the dayanim. She'hoya lahem limchois, because the dayanim should have protested, u'lechaven oisam l'derech hayishara, and should have directed Klal Yisrael onto the straight path. Va'asimeim, which means the osham b'roshechem, is on the heads of the dayanim. This is similar to what Rashi says in Parshas Matas, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, when Moshe got angry at the Sari Alofim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, when the soldiers did not kill the Nekevos of Midian. Although it was the soldiers who sinned, the leaders had to take the responsibility for the sins of the nation. Zok Rashi, Vata Anuoisi, and you answered me, Chalatatem es hadover l'hana'aschem, you decided the matter for your own benefit. Hoya lochem lahoshiv, you should have answered, Rabbeinu Moshe, our Rebbe Moshe, mimi noa lilmoid, who is it more appropriate to learn from? Mimcha, from you? Oy mitalmidcha, or from your Talmud? Loy mimcha, is it not better to learn from you, shenitzta'arta oleho, because you pained yourself over the Torah by spending 40 days and 40 nights at Har Sinai without any food and without any water? Elu yodati, but I know machshavoseichem, your machshavos, your thoughts. Heisim omrim, you were saying to yourselves, achshav yismanu aleinu dayonim harbe, let us appoint now upon ourselves many dayonim. Im ein makirenu, if these judges will not show us favoritism, anu mevien leidurin, we will bring them presents, v'hu noisei lanu ponim, and then he will show favoritism to us. Zok Rashi lasos to do, im hayisim is atel, if I would have been lax in appointing the judges, atem omrim, you would have said, asei mehera, do it quickly, because we want these judges right away. Zok Rashi vo'ekach es roshi shivtechem, and I took the heads of your shvatim. Rashi tells us that when the Torah says kicha, to take by a person, it does not literally mean to take the person physically, but rather to persuade him, as Rashi says many times. Moshachtem bidvorim, I persuaded them verbally by saying, Ashreichem, fortunate are you, Ami bosim lihismanois, on who are you coming to be appointed over as judges, Al bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, over the children of Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Al bnei Adam, on people, shenekro'u, that are called Achim, the brothers of Hashem, Vereim, and the friends of Hashem, Chelik, a portion of Hashem, V'nachla, and an inheritance of Hashem, V'kol loshen chiba, and all terms of endearment. Zok Rashi, Anoshim Chachomim V'yiduim, I chose judges who were tzaddikim, wise and known. Aval Nevoinim Lo Matzasi. However, Moshe was not able to find the trait of Nevoinim. Because earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel it says, Anoshim Chachomim U'Nevoinim V'yiduim. And over here it leaves out Nevoinim. And that is because Nevoinim Moshe was not able to find. Zu Achas Mi Sheva Midois She'omar Yisrael Moshe. This is one of the seven traits, the seven qualities that Yisrael told Moshe to look for judges. V'lo Motzo El Shloisha, and he was only able to find three out of the seven. Anoshim, which are tzadikim, chachomim, v'yiduim. And the Mefarshim discuss, how can Rashi say that there were seven traits that Yisrael told Moshe, when if you count, we find eight traits. In Parshas Yisrael, we find four, Anshe Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshe Emes, and Soinei Batza. And over here, in Parshas Devarim, it says Anoshim, Chachomim, Nevoinim, v'yiduim, which is a total of eight. Therefore, the Imre Shefer and the Netziv explain that included in Yirei Elokim is Anoshim, which are Tzadikim. So Anoshim and Yirei Elokim are counted as one. So it comes out in Parshas Yisroi, four qualities are mentioned, Anshe Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anshe Emes, and Soinei Batza. And over here we are adding another three by saying Chachomim, Nevoinim, V'yiduim. And out of these seven, Moshe was only able to find three, which were Anoshim, Chachomim, V'yiduim. Zok Rashi, Roshim, Aleichem, I have appointed them to be leaders over you, Shetinhagu, Bahem, Kavod, that you should act toward them with honor, Roshim b'mekach, they should be the first to make a purchase. Roshim b'memkar, they should be the first to make a sale. Roshim b'masa umatan, they should be the first, the leaders of the discussion. Nichnas achron, they should enter the room last. This way, they never wait for anybody. V'yotzei rishon, and they should leave first. This way, they are never left alone. Sorry, alofim, leaders over 1,000. Echad mimuna al elef, one leader, one judge over 1,000 people. Sorry, meos, echad mimuna al mea, one judge over 100 people. Vishotrim and officers, manisi alechem l'shivtechem, I have appointed over you according to your shvatim. Elu, these are hakoivstim, the ones who tie people up, the hamakin biritzua, and who hit with a lash, al piya dayonim, according to the ruling of the dayonim. Zakrashi vo'atzave eshavtechem, and I commanded your judges. And Rashi is bothered that the pasuk should have said vo'atzave oisam, and I commanded them. We know we are referring to the judges. Therefore, Rashi tells us, Amarti lohem, Moshe said that I said to them, have a musunim badin, you should be patient in judging. In badin lefanecha pam acha shtayim v'shalosh, if the same din came before you once, twice, and three times, al toimar, do not say kvar bo din ze lefaneh pomim harbe, that this din came before me many times, so therefore I do not have to think about it again. No, ela rather, hey you noisim noisim boy, you should deliberate over this din and you should think it over again. Vatzave eshevtecha means I am commanding you how to judge, that you should be patient in your judgment by thinking over a din Torah many times before giving your psak, even if it's a din Torah that you had many times before. Zot Rashi bo esahi, at that time, misha minisem, once you were appointed, amarti lohem, I said to them, ein achshav kishla avar, now is not like the past, lisha avar, in the past, hayisem brushos atzmechem, you were in your own authority. Achshav, however now, harei atem mishubadim letzibor, you are tied down to the congregation, because you are not free to decline cases. Zot Rashi Shamoya, Lashon Hoive, it is a Lashon Hoive, which means that it is ongoing. Shamoya, always listen. Kimoi, just like Zohar means always to remember, Shamar, always to watch, so too Shamoya means always listen and always hear these cases. Zot Rashi Uven Geroi, Ze Baldinoi She'ogir Olav Dvarim, this is his fellow litigant in which he collects arguments against him. According to this pshat, Geroi comes from the word Ogar, to gather. And you should judge correctly against the two people that collect arguments against each other. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Uvein Geroi, Af al iske dira, even on issues of dwelling. According to this pshat, Geroi comes from the word Gur, which means to dwell. And even on issues of dwelling, the judges must be precise and judge correctly. Ben chalukas achim, between two brothers that are dividing a Yerusha, Afilu ben tanu likirayim, the judges must be careful to divide it equally, even between the oven and the stove, even though their value is almost identical, but since the tanur, the oven, is worth more than the stove, the judges must be careful to make the chalukah, to make the division equally, bein tanur likirayim, between the oven and the stove. And that's what it means, uvein geroi, that even on issues concerning dwellings, the judges must judge precisely and carefully. So Rashi leSakiru Ponim BaMishpat, you should not show favoritism when appointing a judge. Zeha Mamuna LaHoshiv Dayanim, this is referring to the person who appoints the judges. Shelo Yomar, he should not say Ish Ploni No, this person is good looking. Oy Gibar, or he is strong. Oy Shivenu Dayan, I will set him up and make him into a judge. Ish Ploni Kroivai, this person is my relative. Oy Shivenu Dayan Ba'ir, I will make him the judge over the city. Vuhayna Baki, Bedinim, and he is not an expert in the dinim, in the halachas. Nimset comes out, Mechayev is Hazakai, he will make guilty the one who is innocent, Umezaka is Hachayev, and make innocent the one who is guilty. Mala Ani, I will consider this, Almisha Manohu, on the person that appointed such a judge, Ki'ilu Hikur Ponim Badin, as if he showed favoritism in the judgment itself. Zakrashi Kakoto and Kagodol Tishmon, Sheyehe Chavev Olecho, it should be dear to you. Din shel pruta, a court case of a pruta, kedin shel mea mone, like a court case of 100 mone. Shem kadam ubalufanecho, if the court case of a pruta comes before you, loisis al kenu la'achroin, you should not push it to the end, but rather whatever comes first, you should judge first, even though it is a court case over a small sum of money. According to this pshat, kakotoim kagodol tishmo'un means you should hear a case over a small sum of money the same way you hear the case over a large sum of money. Zot Rashi davar acher, another pshat in kakotoim kagodol tishmo'un, kitagumai, like Targum says, you should not show favoritism to the poor. Shalai Taimar, you should not say, Ze Onihu, this person is poor, Vechaveroi Osher, and his friend is wealthy, Umitzvah Lefar Nosoi, and it is a mitzvah for the rich to support the poor. Azak Es Oni, let me rule in favor of the Oni. Venimsa, and it will come out, Misparnis Benekios, the Oni, the poor person, is being supported in a clean way. He will not have to resort to robbery. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Kakoto and Kagodol Tishmaun, do not favor the poor. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, that you should not favor the rich. Shelo Toma, you should not say, Heichani Poigim Kvodu Shel Osher Zeh, how can I blemish the honor of this wealthy person? Bishvil Dinar, because of one dinar? Azakeno Achshav, therefore I will make him win the case now, Ukishiyasa Lechutz, and when he goes outside, Oymar Ani Loi, I will tell him, Tein Loi, give the other person the money, Sha'ata Chayev Loi, because you are Chayev to him. However, I will not embarrass him during the court case. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Kakotoim Kagodol Tishmaun, that you should not favor the wealthy. Zakrashi Loi Saguru Mipnei Ish, according to the simple meaning, it means, Loi Tira'u, you should not be afraid of anybody. Davar Acher, another pshat, Loi Saguru means, Loi Tachnis Devarecha Mipnei Ish, do not gather your words and hold back your words before any person. Loshen Oiger Bakayetz, it comes from the word Ogar, which means to gather, like in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Oiger Bakayetz, to gather in the summer. By taking from this person unjustly, you are forcing me to take this money away from the person you gave it to and return it to its rightful owner. Nimsa, it comes out, that you turned against me the judgment, you went and gave it to the wrong person, and I will have to take it away from that person and give it to the right person. Zakrashi takriven elai, anything that is difficult you should bring to me and I will judge. Zakrashi al dover zeh, because of this matter that Moshe said takriven elai, bring it to me, and he did not say bring it to Hashem. Nistalik mimenu mishpat b'nei slavchad, he was punished and he forgot the halachos that he could have answered to the daughters of slavchad, the halachos of Yerusha, as the pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas. V'chein Shmuel Amar L'Shaul, and so too we find when Shmuel said to Shaul, Anochi HaRoyeh, I am the Royeh, I am the Seer, I am the Navi. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Chayecha, I swear by your life, Sha'ani Madiacha, I will make it known to you, She'ein Ata Royeh, that you do not see so well. V'emesai Hodiyai, when did he make it known to Shmuel? K'shebo L'mshoyach Es David, when Shmuel came to anoint David. Vayar es Eliyav, Shmuel saw Eliyav, Vayomer, and he said, Ach neged Hashem b'shichai, in front of Hashem is the anointed one, Eliyav will become the next king. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Shmuel, V'loi amarta anoicha haroyeh, did you not say that I am the one who sees? Why don't you see correctly? Al tabet el mar'ehu, do not look to Eliyav's appearance, he will not be the new king, but rather David will be the new king. So we see again, since Shmuel said, Anoichi Haroya, I am the one that sees, Hashem made sure that he does not see. So too over here, when Moshe says that I am the one who can paskin the shilas, Hashem made sure that he forgot the halachos of Yerusha. So Rashi, es kol advarim asher tasun, Moshe told them all the things that they should do. Elu yudvarim shebein dine mominis l'dine nefashis. These are the 10 differences between monetary laws and the laws that involve life and death. Hamidbar Hagodol v'Hanora. Why was the Midbar called Nora awesome? Shahaya by Nechashim Kikairos, because in the Midbar there were snakes the size of beams, Vakrabim, and scorpions, Kikshasais, the size of bows.